This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's time to read Mad Maxine, the Riot Act. She stepped in it, because everybody says you're supposed to go to prison if you walk with all the probes to the Capitol. Well, she says burn everything down. She says get in people's faces. She says get more aggressive. Oh, the people have logic. That's not working.
All of these young children who are next to each other 6 inches apart, many without masks, by the way, does that follow your guidance that you've issued?
No.
Well, then, why would the Biden administration not go and stop this?
Instead of the establishment sending their associates to the border, they are instead aiding and abetting the future destruction and death toll in Minneapolis and other major cities that have long been on a razor's edge.
Well, National Guard troops providing security for residents in the area of Penn Avenue and Broadway in Minneapolis this morning were shot at 4:19 a.m. The Guard says the gunshots came from a white SUV towards a Minnesota National Guard and Minneapolis police team providing neighborhood security in that area. The two National Guard troops suffered minor injuries. One National Guard member had to go to a hospital for treatment of lacerations from shattered glass.
Of course, the worst of these is Maxine Waters, who got away with promoting violence against those that don't share her views.
No guns, no sleep. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
There are those who said that we lacked civility when I got up and talked about the president's cabinet. And I said, if you see him anywhere, if you see him at a restaurant, if you see him in a department store, even at a gasoline station, just tell him you're not welcome here or anywhere. And so it frightened a lot of people. And, of course, the line president said that I had threatened all of his constituents. I did not threaten his constituents, his supporters. I do that all the time, but I didn't do it that time.
Now, Mad Maxine has descended upon the volatile streets of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, in the process violating 18 U.S. Code 2101 that states whoever travels in interstate commerce, including but not limited to the mail, telegraph, telephone, radio, or television with intent to incite a riot or to organize, promote, encourage, participate in, or carry on a riot, or to aid or abet any person in inciting or participating in or carrying on a riot shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 5 years or both.
Yes, I would like to see the bill in Congress pass on police reform, but I know that the right wing, the racists, are opposed to it, and I don't know what's going to happen to it, but I know this, we've got to stay in the street, and we've got to demand justice. We're looking for a guilty verdict, and we're looking to see if all of the talk that took place and has been taking place after they saw what happened to George Floyd, if nothing does not happen, then we know that we've got to not only stay in the street, but we've got to fight for justice. But I am very hopeful, and I hope that we're going to get a verdict that is say guilty, guilty, guilty. And if we don't, we cannot go away.
And not just manslaughter, right? I mean...
Oh, no, not manslaughter. No, no, no. This is guilty for murder. I don't know whether it's in the first degree, but as far as I'm concerned, it's first degree.
Congressman, what should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the street. And we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
Got to make sure that they know we make business. So here she's demanding the jury convict of the top count, and if they don't, they're basically extorting them that they're going to increase being in the streets, increase the level of confrontation. And this comes in the context in which there have been riots for days, attacks on police for days, attacks on police precincts for days, attacks on local people who can't even get to their own homes and their own neighborhoods for days, looting for days, arson for days. In that context, she says the confrontation tactics need to...
I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Get up, don't lose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, all circuits in bed. Cannot be cold. My whole life's been the truth.
Judge in the Chauvin show trial has been praised for criticizing Mad Maxine Waters, but Mad Maxine's not mad. She's a globalist Chi-Com Chinese communist agent that sold out her black community, who signed on to the 1990s crime bill that gave black people three times the sentence. She signed on to Planned Parenthood being built in black neighborhoods to exterminate them. Planned Parenthood now admitted that yesterday. Planned Parenthood CEO cancels founder Margaret Sanger over eugenics racism. This is a monstrous pig creature who uses a few bad things that happen as a pretext to burn the country down if the media says so, to give the media all the power. And so Mad Maxine, it's always calling for this violence. Boy, if you even walked in the Capitol and the cops let you in through the velvet ropes, she wants you in prison for years. You're a terrorist. But when somebody burns something down, well, that Cuomo on CNN agrees. Whoever said protesting had to be peaceful? Hell, I played the clip on Sunday in a special report I did. Maybe we should dig that up. Cuomo saying we need some white kids to die before we do something about the police. And I saw more headlines from CBS News. We need white people to stand up to the epidemic of police violence against black people. There's some police sometimes discriminating against black people. The police do something wrong with black people. Sure, that goes on sometimes. But statistically, they're killing about 14 black men a year in questionable circumstances. It's a red herring. It's a distraction from what's going on. I'm a big critic of the police because I don't want them going under globalist control. Without all these police state powers, which the left wants. All the leftist countries are where they'll beat the living snot out of you. If you go out after their curfew, or you don't wear a mask, or you don't move a Muslim in with you, they don't care whether you're black or white, they'll break your head in. And the media's like, oh, that's a good thing when that happens. All that footage of black people being beat up in New York not wearing masks. And it's like, well, they deserve it. But oh boy. If it's a black guy waving a knife around or shooting at cops and he gets killed, well, then we got to have the media come in and make a big deal about it to teach the police the media is in charge, and the globalists and George Soros, who's got most of the DAs and most of the county attorneys and now over half of the attorney generals one way or another, even some Republicans, are funded by him. I mean, they have taken over, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists have. They got a red diaper doper baby, son of the weatherman, as the DA in San Francisco. This is incredibly dangerous. And you see that judge up there. Well, we don't just listen to a congresswoman. You know, we don't need a mistrial. No, you just have the jurors, people going to their houses the last 2 days,
CBS News doxing him. He got people going to the where one of the witnesses lived 2 years ago and putting pig blood and a shepherd's pig head on his property. No, you just got the media saying they're going to burn down everything if you don't send him to prison. This isn't about that cop. It's about lawlessness and terrorism and this mob, this French Revolution, Maoist, Bolshevik Revolution, October Revolution, takeover. That's what this is all about. In fact, show them the pig blood. It's in one of the videos I sent you guys. Being a defense witness for Chauvin isn't safe at all. They go to his house where he hadn't lived in 2 years, throw pig blood all over the house and a pig head, and they're the good guys, folks. Hell, if they shoot him, they'll be heroes. The media will just cover it up because they want a big mob of violent people, black, white, doesn't matter, that the left can control. But again, Nancy Pelosi and her surrogate, Maxine Waters, and Bill Gates, and all of them are playing with fire. Your Bolshevik Revolution may have worked in Russia. It may have worked in China. It's not going to work here, Jack. Unbelievable. So here's the so-called judge saying they're getting a fair trial while criticizing Maxine Waters. If this isn't a mistrial, there'll never be one in the history of the world. Here it is.
I'm aware that Congresswoman Waters was talking specifically about this trial and about the unacceptability of anything less than a murder conviction and talk about being confrontational, but you can submit the press articles about that. This goes back to what I've been saying from the beginning. I wish elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law and to the judicial branch in our function. I think if they want to give their opinions, they should do so in a respectful and in a manner that is consistent with their oath to the Constitution, to respect the co-equal branch of government. Their failure to do so, I think, is abhorrent, but I don't think it is prejudicious with additional material that would prejudice this jury. They have been told not to watch the news. I trust they are following those instructions and that there is not in any way a prejudice to the defendant beyond the articles that we're talking specifically about the facts of this case. A congresswoman's opinion really doesn't matter a whole lot. Anyway, so motion for mistrial is denied.
So the motion to say this trial is a fraud is denied because it doesn't matter if you've got thousands of people blocking roads, coming in, taking over, burning things down, shooting up police stations, saying they're going to get the jurors, going to their houses. Oh, no, there's not a mistrial here at all. The president calling the family saying, I'm praying for you, that you get justice. No. This isn't a bunch of foreign globalist criminals taking the country over, distracting off the death of one man. As Stalin said, one man dies, it's a tragedy, 10,000 dies, it's a statistic. They're using this as a diversion. When we come back, I'll show you the video, what they're doing to folks not wearing masks or leaving their houses, and what the real tyranny is as they starve tens of millions of the lockdown. But here's another clip. Police drag away man attacked by BLM mob, and the worst part is take orders from the protesters. So he's trying to get to his house. They're calling him a white supremacist on the news. He doesn't even look white to me. But imagine if you were in a black neighborhood or any other neighborhood. You just pull up, get to your house, there's a bunch of people saying you're not getting your house and beating on your car. I mean, boy, I sure am not going to do that in a black neighborhood, I'll tell you that. I mean, in a white neighborhood, I'd probably get my ass kicked. In a Hispanic neighborhood, I'd probably get my ass kicked. But let me tell you, in a black neighborhood, I'd get killed real fast. I don't care if I was black or white. You try to pull up your house, 50 people are blocking you, you're going to get your ass kicked or dead. But that's okay, because this is a white neighborhood, they think, so they deserve it. They're bad people. That's where the bad people live. I mean, after all, Maxine Waters said so. These are racist idiots. Here it is. By the way, hit pause. It's white virtue signalers with black people on motorcycles. A motorcycle gang stops your car, bows up. I mean, I'm sorry. I'd grab a baseball bat out and go crazy. I mean, that's what the left wants. They're pushing everybody. If white people were blocking me with motorcycles, they're going to get their ass beat. If it's black people, they're going to get their ass beat. Or I'm going to try. I mean, think about this footage. Start it over. We'll come back with the rest of it. Start it over. This is gang thuggery. Yeah, this stuff doesn't fly in Texas. This is what is happening. Black Lives Matter is being killed. Family, you're going to jail. You're the bad man. The police have bowed to Soros and all the money in the media. And that's how America falls. And they can control the police. It's over. We go to full civil war. Then the police will really have something to worry about. All you big tough guys. They don't hire tough guys anymore because tough guys wouldn't put up with that. They hire social workers. They hire liberals. And they're like, yeah, we hate the police. We want to kill the police. Hey, police, arrest that white devil. Yes, sir. So another big fat-ass communist woman, Black Lives Matter, stands for Black Lavish Mansions.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Exploitation all the world, the worst behavior, saying white people are inherently evil at universities and the culture and the media. And I see some of the comments on InfoWars and Bandai Video. It's a minority of comments, but you're welcome to your comments. You're like, Jones, you're going too easy on black people. You know, they're racist and attacking us. You see that mind control? That doesn't mean if a group of white people, black people, polka-dotted people attack me or mess with me, I'm going to defend myself. And I'm not going to be guilty about it. I know the master plan to play us off against each other. It's all admitted. We have the documents. This is all a plan to bring the damn country down and wreck the ship. This is the plan to break the country up and loot the hell out of everybody, and then we're going to be living in hell. And they're going to use divide and conquer to control us, just like the British Empire did in other countries. And if you watch this video, I'm not lionizing all black people. I know it's 10 to 1 black on white crime. I know the media set it up that way. I know the culture did that. It's sad. It's bad. But in all these BLM events, it's like 20, 30 white people and 3 or 4 black people who they have at the front of the line, who they admit they use at the front of the line. And then the black controllers, trained as Marxists, even say, white allies in the back, because they don't want them seen. They want it to look like it's blacks doing it, to scapegoat the blacks while they start the race war. So I'm smart enough to play chess while other folks are playing checkers. But I see the comment, like, you're defending what I'm defending. I'm watching what's going on. I'm not defending any of it. This is a setup, ladies and gentlemen. Just like Antifa was there to set up the patriots to go to the Capitol. But there were some patriots went along with it. I'm not against the patriots either. But we need to be smart. I'm not against the black people. But you need to be smart. And by the way, you have the mothers of people killed that Black Lives Matter uses to raise $10.6 billion, black, lesbian, Marxist is one acronym I've heard. And again, they say, we don't want a nuclear family. We want black men to become women. That's not your friend. That's black, lesbian, Marxist. But the acronym I've come up with is, what is it? What did I say? Buying lavish mansions. That's right. And when it came out that she didn't have 1 or 2 or 4 or 6 or 8 mansions in airfields and hundreds of millions of dollars, and the mother of Breonna Taylor, who they've launched this whole movement on, said, I've never gotten help. I've never had anybody come to me. Black Lives Matter is a joke. She doesn't have a voice. Facebook bans her. She said, I've never personally dealt with a BLM in Louisville and personally have found them to be a fraud. I could walk in a room full of people who claim to be here for Breonna's family who don't even know who I am. I've watched y'all raise money on behalf of Breonna's family who has never done a damn thing for us, nor have they needed it or asked. So talk about fraud. It's amazing how many people have lost focus. The mother of Breonna Taylor doesn't even have a voice on Facebook because she's a white supremacist, according to them. They're all the little liberal chicken neck technocrats. They control reality, and they decide you don't have a voice because they're raising billions of dollars off her dead daughter's name and a questionable police shooting, one that's actually questionable. that Rand Paul passed a law to deal with, so he gets beat up with the police for doing it. Say her name! Say her name! While the head of Black Lives Matter makes hundreds of millions of dollars herself dressing up in devil outfits. What a sick joke. And now she's threatening to sue black people that criticize her when she literally does rituals dressed up like a demon out of hell. And everyone worships her. This is a sick joke. This is meant to destroy the community, no matter what color you are. That's who these delusional freakazoids are. And they have the media's control. They're all a bunch of hunchback globalists. And we keep bowing down to them. And look, another thing is fat people. I'm a little bit overweight. But what's up with these Black Lives Matter women all weighing 500, 600 pounds? Crazy Marxists that hate the black family, hate everybody, weighing 300, 400, 500, 600 pounds, dressed up in devil outfits. But we don't know they're the bad guys? These are the bad guys. She's not the resistance. She's the establishment. She's the enemy. God Almighty, it's obvious. Go back to a guy trying to get back to his kids. They arrested him, it later came out, for not backing down. I'm just like this guy, man. I see a bunch of people in my face for no reason. I stand up. Well, the police took him to jail because he wasn't going to back down, because they already backed down. They already bowed. They already got on their knees and on their bellies. They didn't kill George Floyd, but they still got on their bellies. And did it make the Black Lives Matter go away? It made it worse because you got on your knees. Here it is. Roll from the start. Roll from the start when they take him to jail. You're not going to your neighborhood, buddy. You're not going to your house. But my house is right there. I just want to go to my house. No. Big black guy comes up in his face. Two, 3 degrees, in college, with no job. They all got the motorcycles. Motorcycle. This guy's like, screw you. Now it's more Native American than Latino. He's like, what are you doing to me? I've done nothing to you. Why are you in my face?
Stay behind the banner.
But that's okay. You got to bow down to the Marxists. It's their streets. The police agree. Just like they did in Russia. They first got the police to bow down in Moscow. And they fell the next 15 years in control. And once they did, they killed every damn cop helped them. Those police are even worse than the Marxists.
Who refused to move his car? The police were on the scene, and lo and behold, a miracle of God, they took him away, put him in the back of the squad car, they moved his vehicle out of the street so we can peacefully continue.
That's right. You own the police now, you sack of filth. Big old fat demon. It's just unbelievable. While Africa starves to death, you got these big-ass fat communist ladies all getting rich off this stuff. And they want an explosion, and the clock is ticking down on the Chauvin verdict. It's coming 5 minutes. It's coming 5 hours. But I got the headline, Infowars.com. Verdict announced. Watch live. Verdict reached the Chauvin trial. Any way you slice it, America's being divided and conquered by the globalists because we're too stupid to figure it out. But actually, we are figuring it out. That's why they want censorship. All right, I want to open the phones up. Had two lawyers joining us. What do you think of the Chauvin trial? What do you predict the verdict's going to be? I'm going to take your call straight ahead, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working in the future. But again, again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And then hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Show coming up next segment. The article just broke with video. We've got to believe it though. Video: military members say F no, we won't take the vaccine. That's coming up. Absolutely incredible. Biden invokes Maxine Waters. I'm praying Chevron verdict is the right verdict so they can burn down the cities and again distract from their Chi-Com service. I mean, this is the country in deep trouble. So pray for a global awakening. We're going to open the phones up to get your take on when do you think the verdict's going to be? What is the verdict's going to be? And then the response of burning cities. Well, this is just justice. People getting shot, people getting killed, random hordes of Marxists, black, white, Hispanic, you name it, marching into neighborhoods that are middle class and attacking people, shooting people in the head. The media's like, well, Remember back when they were trying to get a race war going 5-6 years ago under Obama? And they were shooting up all the police stations in Louisiana and Texas and California, and like 5 cops here, 6 cops there, you know, dead cops everywhere. And CNN's like, Cuomo and others are like, well, I mean, you better reform yourselves. That's what happens when you're bad. You know, if a cop does something 1,000 miles away that might be questionable, well, you just pull up to a group of cops and you just shoot them. And where would they do it? At Black Lives Matter rallies. They would do it at anti-police rallies. Trayvon Martin rallies. And you just shoot a bunch of cops. And the shooters were so dumb, a lot of times they'd shoot black cops too. And the media would be like, well, you know, the black cops are bad too. Totally mindless idiocy. The breakdown of civilization. Truly dangerous. Truly out of control. I'm going to go to your phone calls. We have a new big sale that we've just launched, and this also funds our operation, plus these are amazing products. Alpha Power is the dry version of Supermel Vitality. It's way stronger than Supermel Vitality. It doesn't compete with it. I can take Supermel sometimes. I can't even take Alpha Power. Some people like Supermel better than Alpha Power. Alpha Power is technically stronger, but it's a dry herb, not cold-pressed, because the Supermel is like living. It takes 4 or 5 times the herbs to make it, but technically there's less herb in it. And key compounds than in the Alpha Power. It's a bestseller. It's been sold out for quite a while. It's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Women love it as well. Prostagard is really a multivitamin, not just the saw palmetto. That's not just good for men. It's good for women as well. It's got the selenium, the zinc, it's the D3, all the stuff you need. It's basically another great multivitamin. Winter Sun Plus is back in stock, 40% off as well. Highest quality D3 with K for your immune system. Everybody needs that, especially black folks. Rocket Rest is super strong. It's the powdered version of Down and Out, which is also a bestseller at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're not competing with Knockout. Knockout is 8 different ingredients, but moderate dosage. This is basically the same, just 4 times stronger. I mean, here's an example. I mean, Rocket Rest has 4 times melatonin of our other product. And I'm not, again, it's just for what you want. It's like some people want beer, some want whiskey. I mean, I'm not comparing it to alcohol, but I kind of am. It's like some people want a 357 Magnum, some people want a 22 long rifle. I mean, it's what you're looking for. Amazing dreams, though, on Rocket Rest. Amazing dreams on Knockout. But the truth is, after you've been taking Knockout for 5, 6, 7 years, it doesn't work as well. You've got to take 2 of them. Well, you don't have to take 2 of them with this. So, again, different strengths. Also, pure turmeric liquid extract's about to sell out. And it's sold out of bodies for months because of high-quality turmeric shortages. We get crappy turmeric for cheap. This is concentrated. It's 40% off, selling out fast. And all T-shirts are $17.76, except for the Deal of the Day T-shirt. That's $9.95. Wake up, America, InfoWars.com. So it's all there, and that's how we fund our operation. I want to thank you all for your support and making it all possible. A lot of these T-shirts are brand new, so there's no reviews on them yet. We got the mask-free shirts, the F. Biden shirts, the media is the virus shirts, a lot of new shirts, and then old little super populars back in stock. We reordered it. We're all Alex Jones, InfoWars.com with the black on white Gadsden flag. Don't censor me with InfoWars.com on the back, and of course the arm patch, the American flag. Okay, that pays the bills, plus it spreads the word. It's a win-win. Let's go to your calls. Open phones. Anthony, Hazy, Carlos, Berger, Bob, Catherine, Taylor, and others. Let's talk to Catherine in Canada. Thank you. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
I'm just watching them play us like a fiddle. What do you think? How are you doing?
Oh, I the same. I think, okay, so number one on the verdict, I think it's going to be a hung jury. I think a lot of people got scared about the Maxine Waters comment. Even the defense lawyer brought it up that his phone was blowing up on the trial. And that's what I think. I think they're going to be hung jury. It's going to be they're going to retry him. I think they're going to try to keep this going all year. That's my thought.
Yeah, I think Maxine's totally controlled. She's a demon. I think they told her to go do that to hang the jury. I agree. To cause the blow up. Because they're all, you know, the Justice Department's tapping the phones of the jurors. They're totally corrupt. The Justice Department turned out ran the whole Trayvon Martin response. And I think they sent her in to get a hung jury. I agree with you, so they can have a bigger blow-up.
Yes, and I think that's what's going to happen. But I just want to bring up a quick thing. liberal media has been lying about COVID the whole time. I just want to know your thoughts on the Bill Maher segment, because I haven't heard you talk about that yet.
Well, I think Bill Maher is very talented, very watchable. I don't agree with a lot of what he says, but I mean, I think the guy's smart. Yeah, he said COVID's basically a giant hoax and a fraud. Oh, and I forgot to hit that. Now, major study says the masks do not protect you from viruses and give you bacterial pneumonia and are killing people and causing brain damage in mass. But the left loves it, though.
Yeah, well, Bill Maher is even he's actually starting to agree with the rest of us, explaining that the liberal media is just lying to keep everybody controlled.
Well, I agree. I actually shot a video Saturday that has got about 300,000 views, maybe 500,000 views. We pulled the Bill Maher on Band-Up video, folks. And I said, hey, I've always admired Bill Maher. I thought it was funny and politically incorrect. I think he's a great talk show host. I disagree with a lot of the sick things he says, but he's obviously very entertaining. He's obviously very smart. And he said, I shouldn't be censored. He said, Alex Jones should not be censored. He should not be sued for what he says. He has the right to say it. We have a right to counter him. And that he stood up for me, my God, even when I've attacked him and said horrible things about him. And the other is 570,000 views. Must see. Watch Bill Maher comes out against COVID-19 hoax. And he just devastates it as basically a fraud.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's pretty much, he's not going to become like a regular Democrat on the left. He's going to have to come out as a libertarian, or they're going to start calling him a fraud.
Oh, actually, they've been demonizing him before this, saying, stop burning down random neighborhoods. Stop shooting random police. That's what bad guys do. Yeah, no, he's look, the word is he's more like Tucker Carlson. He won't be on air if he doesn't toe the line. So he has to make some false statement and make a true statement. But I'm rooting for Bill Maher to go all the way. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to go to break. Let's cram in one more in a minute and a half we have. Let's talk to Carlos in Texas. Go ahead, Carlos.
Hey, Alex. Love the show. Love all the products. I'm a firm believer and a true patriot in the M4. Love you, Alex.
Love you too, brother. What do you think is going to go down with this crazy thing?
Well, the Chauvin trial, much like the lady that just was on the phone, Ms. Catherine from Canada, it probably is going to be hung because they are intimidating the people. But then again, these damn cops that aren't protecting the populace, let alone they're not going to protect the jurors that are part of the case. But I'm wondering, you know, a lot of these types of cases happen all over the place, but, you know, this is one of the most controversial ones. How come crap like this does not happen in places like Texas, you know, in Houston or even everywhere else, you know, because there was some damage in downtown Houston whenever they had their little march or their
riot. Hold on, Carlos, don't hang up. I want to get you. It sounds like it's a really smart question. I want to get the whole question in and try to answer it as best I can. They choose liberal cities to do this to exercise their power to burn things down. And as liberal as you think Austin or Houston is, it's not. They want it in a city they totally control, be an example to the rest of the country.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch. We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Off somebody's neighborhood, I don't care if it was a neighborhood of black, white, polka-dotted people, you're going to get your ass kicked. But now the police in places like Minnesota, when they block up a neighborhood, a bunch of weird-ass white people on their motorcycles with one black dude, they're parading around like he's their get-out-of-jail-free card. Some guy says, I'm going home with my family. He gets in their face. They start roughing him up. He goes to jail. And then the Black Lives Matter white people, with the one token black guy they've got, say, good job, police. Now you do what we say. Exactly. You don't want to get rid of the police. You want them to let you go around and act like a bunch of dirty criminals. It's called Bolshevism, ladies and gentlemen. But we've got resistance forming. You know, I kept telling you they would get select groups of Marines and Army that they'd already pre-questioned and say, oh, we got 49% took the shot. But I went and looked at the real force structure numbers, made some calls. They said, no. 75% of the Marines are refusing, about 70% of the Army. And sure enough, it's in the news now that the vast majority are refusing. Texas is like 15%, quote, vaccinated. Oh, I thought it was half the country. I thought we all wanted it. We all lined up around the block. Only people susceptible to bull. Now they admit the vaccine doesn't protect you. Now they admit you got to get 10 of them a year. Now they say you got to keep wearing the mask forever. The original articles were 39, 49% of Marines refusing. No, that was in the select groups they already questioned. And when the rubber met the road, they said no. So there's a new video that needs to go viral by a Don Salazar article on Infowars.com. Military members say, F no, we won't take the vaccine. So we bleep this, and here it is.
Tommy, did you get the vaccine?
Hey, did you get the vaccine?
Yes.
Did you get the vaccine?
What?
Did you get the vaccine?
No, I'm not doing all this.
Did you get the vaccine?
No.
Did you get the vaccine?
No.
Did y'all get the vaccine?
No.
Did y'all get the vaccine?
No.
No? Hey, did you get the vaccine?
No.
Did you get the vaccine?
Hell no.
Did you get the vaccine?
No.
Did you get the vaccine?
F no, I don't want to die. Burn in hell, Bill Gates. Burn in hell, you little bastard. You're not going to get what you want. Humanity is waking up. Humanity is rising. So they built their attack up for decades, prepared it. They launched it. Looks like we're losing, but we're not. Their huge assault is failing. I want to warn you, though, they got other tricks up their sleeves, so this will not be easy. But it doesn't matter. They're coming to kill everybody, so you might as well say no. You might as well fight. I'm not going to lie to you about the future, though. We got a big battle ahead of us. You can figure it out now, or you can figure it out later. And I know this audience figured it out, and I love you. You're awesome. But I'm talking to everybody that tunes in. Well, what's the show all about? What's this guy saying? Well, now you know what I'm saying. Not the edited clips, not the stuff out of context when I act goofy once a week or something. The real damn deal. There are real people in this world. There's real warnings. There's truth in this world, not just lies. And it's right here. I'll tell the truth or I'll die trying. So, Carlos, boiling it down, what are you getting at? Because you're bringing up some good points about liberal cities. Why are they attacking liberal cities? They're doing it because they control them there, and the police will stand down and let the riots get bigger to then scare all the rest of the cities. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. It makes perfect sense, but then there's also the component you were just talking about, people not getting vaccinated. So I have people that work together with the community and the city of Houston, and I don't want to go into too much detail, but they're not being pressured, but every week they have conference calls trying to get these community leaders and churches to be COVID centers to inoculate people.
You're talking about churches, so, you're talking about gymnasiums, everything, yeah.
Yes, churches specifically, of course, you know, if churches have lots of ability to...
Well, yeah, they're going to tell you it's the religion. We don't take communion now, we take a shot from Bill Gates.
Yeah, correct. And the people that I know are completely against it. You know, they don't want to be experimented on. And if they don't want to get it done to them, they don't want to have to do it to other people. But every single week, right now it's optional, and they're asking the people that are part of the...
You just got to say no. You got to say no, hell no, and then start Tuskegee in the history of secret experimentation meetings. Start organizing meetings at your churches about this, and explain to your pastors. It doesn't go away until they get on the attack. They need to stop just fighting this by accepting it, but saying no. You've got to go on offense, because this is not a vaccine. This is a mRNA system that top scientists say is going to destroy our genetics. Thank you, Carlos. Yeah, I've... Here's the problem. A lot of people go into media because they just want to be famous and make money. And a lot of people are too ugly to be in TV, so they're in radio. And that's a famous saying. And a lot of folks can't get into Hollywood, so they get into whatever. And most people that are preachers, I mean, real preachers are out missionaries in Africa and Latin America and Asia, or they're out helping homeless. And I know a lot of real Christians. And they're out at soup kitchens, and they're doing things like that. Or like Ron Paul's a Christian. He would give away until he retired a third of his medical practice. It was free. My dad's third of his practice was free until he retired, because he was a real Christian. You're supposed to do that. Being a Christian means you're a servant. It also means you serve God before man. But I go to most of these big mega churches. I've been invited to them. I've been to them. And, man, it's a bunch of feel good. Everything's fine crap. Now scan your QR code to get in and make sure you don't have COVID. They're going to tell you to take the mark of the beast, folks. They're not churches. They are feel-good clubs. And I'm not going to judge them, because I got a stick in my eye, too. But I'll tell you this. I don't feel the Spirit of God in those places. And that's a sad thing. I feel a bunch of people that are hedging their bets on eternity. They're not sure God's real, so they go to a church to make, well, God's real. I gave God, you know, it's kind of like playing craps where a lot of people will bet where they put on a bunch of numbers. I'm not sure what number's going to win, but I'm just going to put a bunch. Hillary told Larry Nichols, she said, I don't know if God and Satan's real, but I go do devil worship and I go to church. Just, that's how soulless she was. She literally would go do all this occultic stuff, but also go to church and pray to Jesus. That's how cut off she was, thinking it was like she was hedging her bets. There ain't no hedging your bets with this, ladies and gentlemen. You're all in. If you knew the Holy Spirit, you'd know that. Or if you read the Bible, you'd know that. You were hot nor cold, I spit you out of my mouth. God respects the Satanists. At least they joined Lucifer. You people playing games and pretending that you can hedge your bets. There's no hedging your bets on eternity. So you better put your money on the square. You better put it on the number. And you better bet it all. That's all it comes down to. There's no hedging bets. There's no hedging bets. All right, who's up next here? Who's been home the longest? Let's go to Hazy in Colorado. You're on the air. Welcome.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Hey, so about this trial, it just seems like the perfect storm is upon us. And by the perfect storm, I mean their perfect storm. So I think we all know that everybody in this world is bought and paid for. Whether it be your boss paying your, you know, giving you your check so you could pay rent.
Sure, Bob Dylan says that you got to serve somebody.
Yeah, so you're always going to serve somebody, whether it be good or bad. You know, working for your boss is good, but then bosses change. It goes from good to evil. So when you're working for an evil boss, you're going to follow what they say. Now, we all know that jurors, they're picked, right? They don't just land. So picked is the same thing as placed, which means they could have placed the correct jury in there, or jurors, yeah. So the maximum output would happen, which is burning down cities, and I mean nearly every city. And that takes it to the level of unoperable cities. That means, you know, stores aren't going to be open. They're going to be all burned down. I mean, how long would it take?
Oh, that's the plan. They want the social contract broke, Cloward and Pebbin, the fall of America.
Yeah, so how long would it take for us to rebuild? Or would
I agree.
Rebuild?
They wouldn't place a jury to find him guilty. They'd place him to find him non-guilty to make sure it happens.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to get to, is that it seems like all this false stuff that's in the news, you know, the way that they're like building it up and then you get Mad Maxine, that's like building it up like a crescendo, you know, it's like we're just peaking.
Hold on, don't hang up. Stay there,
right on point.
Don't hang up, Hazy, and I'll get to Berger and everybody else that's holding here, Anthony and others. We'll be right back. And then we've got Robert Barnes popping in. We've got constitutional lawyer Norm Pattis, both top lawyers in the country, joining us to give their take on this. By the way, they're both liberals, but now they're obviously more nationalists because they see the takeover. And then they say this trial is a total BS.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.